Welcome back to Dice and Salt. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
This week we have episode 165, A Cryptic Arrival. Now available in surround sound.
That's right, surround sound.
Wherever speakers and headphones are available.
Absolutely.
I wonder if it's like when they say surround sound, that's the one where like it, if you had enough speakers, you could tell what direction it's coming from.
Yeah, that's what surround sound is.
Okay. Now I just look stupid and I'll cut the whole stupid thing. What I meant was more like, okay, yeah. I'm outing myself a little bit. You know ASMR videos, how they have like the two mics?
Oh, like, okay.
Like ear width apart. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, you weren't getting that out of me without prep.
No. Yeah, no. So when they said surround sound, I was thinking ASMR, not the, you know, 7.1 or whatever.
Right,
surround
right.
Sound.
Understood.
I was thinking of it as like spatial audio, not, you know.
Although with a good surround sound, if the film is supposed to have like gunshots or something happening behind you, the audience right. or something, you'll hear it there with the speakers, if the speakers are arrayed
in
around
the right
the same,
spot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But surround sound's pretty awesome.
I used to have a 3.1 system, but it broke. The receiver is like, I got it 12 years ago, and I think it was like 10 years old at that point. So,
oh, wow.
It was from like the early 2000s.
Oh, wow. So it was one and of the very first ones.
Yeah. So it finally gave out. It was free. My neighbor had bought a better system, and they're like, we were going to end up throwing this out. Do you want it? And I'm like, yes, I will take surround sound. Technically, it had two other speakers or four other speakers that I could use because it was like a 7.1 system. But where it is in my house doesn't allow for me to mount the speakers anywhere except for like the ceiling. And I didn't want wires running up my wall and across my ceiling because there's no attic here. There's no space between that.
Gotcha, yeah.
So that's what I was thinking of, and now I just feel kind of dumb.
Well, I have to say, Alex opens up the episode being a massive ass, because he's laying into the whole scenario that's going down and how Matt's been splattered and all this.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly approve of him doing this, by the way. I approve of this approach. This pro-gamer effort here by Alex. I loved it. And I have to say, poor Matt. Because I still feel his pain. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's another episode where he's just kind of going to sit here and listen to the other guys play.
Yeah, yeah. That's how he sounded last episode.
Yeah.
When he, like, you know, he's just bummed out. Buddy. Oh, I'm bummed. But, you know, the Wormwraith is going to turn the chutzpah on Thalias here. All of his chutzpah.
All of it.
Yeah. I half expected Thalias to get torn apart again. Kind of like
that
way back
I
in book
kind
one.
Of expecting. Yeah, I was also expecting.
What was that book two? I think that was book two when they went back
book,
into
it. It was
the
technically book two. Yeah, yeah. They were in the material plane version of the crypt.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes down to a claw and two wings. Well, first off, the.
One of those was a crit, but it didn't confirm.
Right. But before he does that, he does an action and suddenly Ghost Dragon becomes real dragon with this weird.
Oh, yeah, the ectoplasmic.
Yes. Goo. Yes. So he says, now I'm in the real world. Choke on this. Schmack. And it's a claw and two wing buffets, and that was bad. The only kind of upside was that it, because he dropped the incorporeal,
right.
He shifted it over to the divine regular dispelling, AC. Which fortunately he didn't have anything up, rather than the level drain.
Right.
So that was the only upside in this.
Yeah, he wasn't hit with. Well, also, if he was still incorporeal, he probably would have hit all of his attacks.
Yes. Yes. So there's that eased the pain a little bit there. It was, oh man, it was intense. And then Joe's getting ready to hit back and he starts getting a little crazy. He's getting ready to unload. And then he's all, well, of course I'd do that. I know the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Matt's all. Oh shit! He's turned into Nessie.
I mean, basically, he did because his AC went through the
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh man.
Oh yeah. Here's a 39. Yeah, that doesn't hit.
I know. And Joe, Joe gets a full attack in, and he gets the crit. He gets a couple other hits. Some more big damage dropped. It's just boom. And I'm going, holy crap! This fight is just getting ugly. And I'm gonna throw out a little thing here, just because I love it. I love that Nessie is the standard by which all other undead dragons are being measured.
I mean, it's one of two.
Hey, Nessie's the standard. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, you know, sure, I have a personal connection to Nessie, but, you know. Tickle me pink, will you?
Such a weird saying. Tickle me pink.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think after that, our genus drops it, right? It's like... He hits it once for like 14 damage and it drops.
Yeah. It was. I don't want to say it was underwhelming.
It's not underwhelming. It's just like, oh, like it was on its last leg.
Yeah. We didn't know. Yeah.
It's like doing Mortal Kombat, getting the finish him, and then just like punching him in the face.
Yeah. Not the super move. You just go, doink. Yeah. Oh, jeez. You're supposed to do a super move.
It's like, well, it's a fighting game. I'm button mashing here. Don't know the combos.
And then it's like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, all right, they're gonna have a second here. Let's see how if they remember to deal with Valbar.
Nope.
But it's Valbar the Dreadwraith.
Yep.
Before they can even turn.
It doesn't even end combat. It starts the same round. So it's just like, okay, yeah. rolling just, encounters.
We're still rolling. We're rolling. We're walking. God, it's just cracks me up. And then we get more undeadish dragons because we get the description.
They look undead,
but yeah. Let me go to that and read the description that Alex read because it sounds like more undead dragons. All right, boom, 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 boom. Scrolling. Where are you? Keep going. There we go. This dragon's scales are the color of weathered bone, and its hide stretches tautly and painfully over its emaciated form. Tell me that does not say undead.
Oh, it's absolutely undead. I was just saying when we find out what they are, they're not actually undead.
No, they're not. turns out they're not.
But they look like they should be.
Yeah, more two undeadish dragons coming in. Because I got the sort of weird vibe, so that's why I went undeadish in my notes. And then I'm like, what fresh hell is this pulling up? And then here comes Valbar with an attack. And then I'm all crypt dragons. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to turn out well. And then I was like surprised. I was like, oh, wait, shit, this might actually turn out okay.
Okay, I know we haven't quite gotten there. After this point in the episode, it does get a little confusing.
It does. It gets a little dicey. So we'll go slow and hopefully we'll get through it all.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's confusing to the point that I'm a little confused as to what exactly happened. So you can explain it to me.
All right, I'll try and walk you through it.
Okay, good. Because, you know, after these things show up, Matt actually starts doing things.
Yes, because he
played. And I realize that they're doing the same thing they did back with the, God, what were they called?
I don't remember. I remember what you're talking about. I don't remember how to place it. Like what episode it was exactly.
I mean, it was a very early Skull and Shackles episode. It's a very early Shackles.
Okay, maybe I don't. I remember that he's done it this way before, but I guess I didn't remember where that happened. Like Skull and Shackles or the other one. Tyrant's Grasp. That's the other one.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. This is going to bug me. This is going to bug me.
What was in the fight? You talking about the squids that were on their heads or something?
No, this was the fight in book one where they're at the, they've separated from Harrigan.
Oh, and, Rickety
and they,
Squibs.
They crash land. No, this is before that. This is before the mutiny. This is still book one. So they go onto that island to get water and they end up in this sea cave. Fighting these little squid things, and what are they called? They're not Swagans, right? That's different.
No. They're goblin.
I cannot. My brain will not tell me what the.
Hang on, I'll have the name in a second.
Grindylows.
Yes, God. There you go, Grindylows.
God, I'm like, I know this word.
Yes,
my brain would not when he played Joe had died and he played the whale.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So
yes.
I'm like, okay, I knew what they were doing. So I, you know, like I said, I got the reference, or I mean, it's not even just a reference. Like we're doing the referencing, but like it's giving Matt a part to play. So he's not just sitting there.
Right. Right.
But at that point, he's playing a dragon. There's another dragon.
The brother and sister.
And isn't there like another dragon that shows up, like another undead wraith or something?
There's a death coach.
Oh, right. It's the coach.
Which is the ghostly horses and the hearse.
Right.
I'm saying it's a hearse. They call it a coach. I'm based on the description, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be a hearse.
Yeah.
And yeah, that shows up.
But yeah, it gets a little confusing on who's doing what.
It does, right, but there's some good moments.
For a little while, I thought the dragons were there attacking the PCs, and it did not, like, as I'm sitting there listening to it, I was very confused. I'm like, they're going right up next to the dragons, and it's not attacking them? And then I heard that Matt was doing one of them and fighting on their side. I'm like, oh.
Well, when they show up,
just wasn't clear.
One of them takes a position aimed facing out towards the incoming death coach, which we don't spot right away, but he takes up this and also identifies another dread wraith. And then Valbar comes in swinging. Dread wraith Valbar comes in swinging. Uhtred smacks him, but hysterically on the fear save that is made by Chill Touch, Valbar makes his save instead of failing it. When Matt says, "Oh, it's a character of mine, it's got to fail this one."
You know, no passes.
But then it doesn't, you know, because it's there. Thalias gets attacked and saves versus the Condrain, which was a huge one right there. And then we get the crypt dragon that Matt's playing.
Right.
Which I was like, is this his new character or is he just getting to play one of the dragons? So, and I said, so he doesn't feel lonely and left out.
Yeah. It just,
I love you, Matt, but I'm still going to take those pokes.
For a while here at the beginning, it isn't clear who's on what side.
Yes. Yes. Very, very much. It's not, it's up in the air because folks, the crypt dragons, we know what they are. So I guess that's why they were feeling like things would be better. But yeah, it's, I totally see how that was going, and it's hairy, and that how dynamic it was isn't really clear in the notes because that's the way it is. Although when the death coach arrived, I had, what the fuck? I'm like, death coach, death effect. I was like, holy shit, we're losing another PC right here, because fail, save, die.
Pretty much.
And my
it's
response,
worse than that. You can't even just be restored.
Yes. No, it takes a wish. I was like, my response to this is straight up bullshit goggles from book two.
You mean, well, it has the same sense that Uhtred does.
I was just using
when they were
using Alex's, you know, profanity.
Oh yeah.
These bullshit goggles from book two.
Yeah.
Because something had the same power.
He
had the similar
he
power.
Has
which
nowhere to, no one
never
to
got
used. To except himself.
Yeah, right. And then because the death coach has life sense, and
like
because
the others do, yeah.
Yes. And then Nick.
Yeah, he does the thing.
He does the thing. Undead Anatomy.
It's been like two books since he's done that. And he's like, oh yeah, I have this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to try and use it. And it turns out,
cool.
According to Alex,
it does.
His interpretation, he says, yeah, since you detect as undead and, you know, this, he goes, yeah, you'd be treated as undead for this purpose. And so they can't see you.
And he's like, okay, well,
With life sense. Can't see you with life sense. Apparently, they have, you know.
They have actual vision. They have dark vision. So they can still see.
Still see. But then he can, you know, go invisible on that.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, now you can't see me.
Right. But even if he couldn't go invisible.
Ways around it.
Yeah, even if he couldn't go invisible, he could also have done mirror image, and mirror image would have worked.
Yeah, that's true, because it's a visual thing at that point. You're right.
Yep. And then...
cool. It is cool, though.
Yeah. Dynamic going on. And then, let's see. Then Valbar takes, you know, his hit and crumples. I'm sorry. Dreadwraith Valbar takes his hit and crumples. And, you know, Alex goes, well, Valbar is officially an eligible PC for revival.
Yeah, which basically means they're not going to bring in a new character. He's just going to get...
Well, maybe. Valbar Remember, the back. Guys have said they're going to do one thing, and then they've messed up another thing, you know, and gone
That's
a different
true.
Way. There was, you know, Sewer Gator. There was the return to Sewer Gator. This could be, you know, Sewer Gator lives again.
I mean, they do have a they do have another body.
I know, they've established it. They've established it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
God.
Yeah, I forget that when you get to high enough level, when you lose a PC, like if you've got a cleric around or someone that can do those spells, it's like, no, I'll just bring him back.
Yeah, if you could
fine.
Keep the cleric alive.
Right. So like, so I was saying, like, if it's not the cleric and they're still around, it's like, okay, well, I'll just bring you back.
I love Joe's target selection. This death coach is looking dangerous. When wasn't it looking dangerous? They did the whole rolls. You heard the whole description of its powers. Whenever was it not dangerous?
When he couldn't see it.
I cover my eyes with my hands. He can't see me. I love you, Joe. Oh, God. I liked how the Wyrmwraith fight spilled into a second fight. You know, it's just beat it, but
rolling
no,
encounters.
We don't actually get to kick out, and now we're in another fight.
Yep.
Oh, and the 90 points of damage that got dealt on the Crypt Dragon. And it was like, oh, yeah. And then it's all Graves Endurance wiped it out. Whew, gone.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then...
yeah.
The back axle. Sorry, Matt's all, I chomp on the back axle. Well, not that axle. Axle.
Yeah. I get it. Honestly,
oh god,
I don't know if a lot of people know that Axel is Alex's nickname. They don't use it a whole lot.
Nick does here and there.
It does occasionally, right? But it's not like a nickname they use all the time. They're not constantly calling him that on the podcast. They do in person.
I've heard Nick do it on the podcast.
Yeah,
enough that you can pick it up that it's
both
references do it. But I, you know, maybe I'm paying more attention. I don't know.
I mean, that's always entirely possible.
And, you know, this just means like if I'm paying attention to that, I'm not paying attention to something else. So
yeah, but I'm famous for my selective hearing, so I could have just missed it. But it doesn't feel like they call him Alex or call him Axel all that often. So initially I missed the joke, and I'm like, oh right, they call him that.
yeah, it was. Oh, it was good stuff. It was good
it
fun.
Was good.
I can't believe they...
Once I understood the pun, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Once you caught up, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's okay. I mean, this was like, you know, fight number two spawned out of fight number one, and then Joe starts begging for dragging this fight into a third part, you know, the way he's going.
Yeah, well, I mean,
oh,
it's...
Oh, God.
I mean, he's got his, you know, his whole attack next week, but... Yeah, I mean, especially if you start doing rolling encounters, right, where, you know, you have one fight that's, you know, ending and another fight's beginning at the same time.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, stuff like that can happen.
I don't mind it.
It can spill out for sure. I mean,
So that's definitely why. I don't think it's going to take a full third episode. I think they'll kind of end it towards the beginning and they'll have a chat with dragons next week.
Yes. Yes, I think they're going to have a chat with the Crypt Dragons for sure.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually, I think it's super cool that they turned out to be allies. And so hopefully maybe we'll get some more information on why Hammerock is so important.
Yep, that was my guess.
You know, obviously, you know, Witchgate, big time important, but, you know.
Yep.
My hope is that there'll be something in there, give us a little more of that background and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's... About that time in the book where they go, okay, here's some more information for the PCs.
Yeah. Here's a little guidance.
Yeah.
Starting in the lower right, lower left.
Yeah.
from the map last episode.
It's a huge map.
Oh, God.
I didn't really have anything else. Did you?
No, I think that wraps it up. I mean, it was, you're right. There's a lot going on in the fight.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun. And, you know, yeah, we need to spend a little role playing to figure out what the Crypt Dragons are doing there and if they're even going to be allies and all that. But I don't think I think we've been over, you know, what was there.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I guess I'll take us out then.
Take us out. Take us home.
That's going to do it for us this week. You can find us and the players on the Inspired Incompetence Discord. Links can be found at inspiredincompetence.com. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.